So why would you want to be a journalist anywhere else? Johannesburg has a new mayor, Jeff Makuba. He was voted in as mayor on Wednesday, yesterday. There have been questions about his post, but both the ANC and the DA have questions to ask themselves. I mean, if one just looks at it, the DA ended up with fewer votes than they had serving members. What does that mean? Well, it means some DA members voted with their ANC counterparts. No abstentions. And despite occupying about 103 seats, the Blues only ended up, and this is what they're calling them on the South African, the Blues only ended up with 99 votes. Granted, one was missing through illness, but one vote each from the Freedom Front Plus and the ACDP, it would suggest a little mutiny happening within the DA. So to talk to you about that, so that's what the DA has got to think about, right? On the other hand, Amabungani exposed the mayor last year. Now, Makuba's firm, Molelwane Consulting, was given 10%, according to Amabungani, a 10% cut of the controversial contracts that regiments received to manage the city of Johannesburg's sinking fund, which is a large kitty used to provide for future liabilities. And one of Molelwane's, and thus Makuba's, deliverables was to maintain strategic relationships with the city. What does that generally mean? So to talk to you about all of this, you're joined by Mike Moriarty, the DA Gauteng chairperson. Mike, thank you for joining us. And very good, very good. Panyaza Lesufi, Gauteng deputy chairperson of the ANC over there. So I can just say to both of you, order. We will be having a discussion around this. Mike Moriarty, let's start with you. How do you feel about those mayoral chains being handed over to the ANC and some of your members seemingly having something to do with it?
All right, I think we need to separate those two questions, if I may, Tino. Firstly, it's disappointing from the point of view that in 3 short years we've done remarkable things in Johannesburg, things like extending clinic hours, library hours, more tarred roads, improving the financial position and also getting the investment levels up in such a way that Johannesburg is one of the places, when you look at the Statistics SA reports, more jobs were being created in Johannesburg than there were in most other places in the country. And this is in a situation where there was rising unemployment. So Johannesburg was doing great things, notwithstanding huge challenges and the difficulties of managing a minority coalition led government. So we were achieving that, and we were set to achieve it for 18 more months, and we think that that would have been a good thing for the city, the citizens of Joburg. But what happened yesterday was you had the election of a man named Jeff Makuba, who, you know, irrespective of what the ANC might say through its integrity commission or whatever, he still stands in the public domain as having to answer questions of why did his firm pocket 30 million rand, part of which was during a time when he was MMC for finance. He was supposed to be looking after the money of the citizens of Joburg, where at the same time he was looking after his own money.
Yeah, but Mike, we're going to get into that. I'm going to ask Panyaza that, because that is the question I have for him. But that second part of your question, you asked me to separate them. The first part was obviously how you feel about handing the chains up. You've explained that. But some of your members voting with the ANC.
Well, yeah, look, obviously there's an enormous disappointment there, and I would, you know, say, yes, I am angry. But I'm angry from the point of view is, you know, you have to ask yourself, what is the principle of anybody that would have voted for Mr. Makuba, even those 3 colleagues? Now, if they're unhappy about being in the DA, well, then why are they in the DA? You know, they got their seats by virtue of people who voted DA, and you would imagine that certainly those who are happy with our government, they would be very angry with those 3 individuals. The people who voted DA would be extraordinarily angry with those individuals. Yep. Where is their principle? If whatever unhappiness they had with the party, they couldn't take up with somebody within the party to address it, but the way that they addressed it was to vote for a person who's tainted and thoroughly compromised by corruption. Yeah. And a party that is mired in this whole state capture thing and has proven that it's unable to self-correct.
Yeah, so I mean, you've had Herman Mashaba leaving, Musi Maimane's out. Some people might just be bitter about the way the DA is going about sorting out its issues. That doesn't necessarily... Hold on 2 seconds, Mike. That doesn't mean that they want to go over to the ANC and they intrinsically unhappy about being in the DA. The DA has not covered itself in glory over the last not only couple of months, but maybe a year or two even, with some of the infighting. And so we know it's not the ANC is not the only party that has its tensions inside. So does the DA. And this could just be a casualty of that.
No, it's definitely not a casualty of that, because if you did consider that I'm so unhappy I'm going to do something about it, the last thing you do is put in a person who's tainted in corruption into the mail. You don't do that if you've got any sense of principles. But no matter how unhappy you are, no matter how, if you think that the party's not handling things well, no matter how you feel about those, you have to look at the bigger picture and say, hell, what am I doing here? I'm actually putting this guy. No. You're going to stand back and say, hang on, I do feel bad and I do feel unhappy, but I'm going to deal with it in another way. I'm not going to do it this way. If you're going to do it that way, there must be something else, Tina.
Sure.
And I would say venture that these guys had some inducement, whatever it was, they sold themselves and the people of Johannesburg down the river, I'm afraid.
Okay, now Mike Moriarty is the DA Gauteng chairperson, but as I said, Panyaza Lesufi, Gauteng deputy chairperson of the ANC. Panyaza.
Hi, Kiki.
Good to have you on the show. I'm going to ask you this as deputy chairperson of the ANC, right? And I know you're going to talk to me about committees and no one's gone to court, but I'm talking about the principle here. And you can tell me that, no one's been found guilty in a court of law, there aren't any cases. And I know that's going to be the spin we get. But how do you feel about a mayor receiving 10%, right, from a company that was so mired in state capture, lots of questions being asked about it? How do you reconcile yourself with that?
Thank you so much, Kino, for the opportunity. Kino, the reality is that just like Herman Mashaba, Jeff Makuhu was a business person and had so many contracts with various institutions, including the private sector, before he was recruited in the African National Congress. And that contract was long signed before he was a member of the MMC or the councillor of the ANC in that municipality. Even when he came in to be a councillor of the ANC in that municipality, that account was declared and that account was cleared. And the second aspect is that he was a councillor in that municipality. The DA and any other person, they didn't raise that is not fit and proper to be a councillor in that municipality as he was leading the ANC in that municipality. So you can't turn around when he's elected as a mayor and come and raise issues. And those issues were picked up by the ANC itself. When the matter was raised by Amapungani, the ANC appointed a committee to look at it. We've got a report, and the report indicates otherwise. So we are dealing with that matter. We are not saying we are not in a position to attend to it if people are raising it as the issue.
Those are the technicalities around it, right? But Regiments Capital is a company, and lots of questions about this company in and of itself around state capture.
Indeed, and that is all why right. There's a state capture commission.
So you can't have your cake and eat it. The ANC sometimes says, certain people shouldn't be doing certain things because of the optics around it, and yet on the other side you say, well, the mayor's fine, he's not been found guilty of anything. I find it very difficult reconcile the technicalities that you mention with the questions around someone and in relation to state capture.
They are not technicalities. Let me give you a factual matter.
Okay.
There was a Minister of Transport who was involved in the Kupta-related team called Minister Ndebele. He was an ambassador. There were accusations about him concerning a contract that was given that was related to driver's license. What happened? He was immediately recalled as an ambassador. He was taken to court. The court cleared him. He's not guilty. What happened to him? He's no longer an ambassador. He's no longer deployed. On things that could not be factual, because anything that is wrong must be presented in a court of law or allow the prosecuting team to deal with it. Do you have a matter that is with the Hawks now on this issue of Jeff Makubo? No. Do you have a matter with the NPA? No. Do you have a matter in court? No. What kind of Democrats, if they're indeed Democrats, will want to execute somebody on public opinion rather than in a court of law? It's not fair.
Mike Moriarty, I hear you sighing in the background. How do you respond to Paniaza Lesufi on that? Because there is no court case. There is no guilty finding. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, well, it's quite easy. There is a report, an investigation that was done.
Yeah.
It was put together by a very competent person. His name is General Shadrach Sabir. It is signed and delivered to the NPA. But what does the NPA do? The NPA does nothing. And then you've got to ask yourself, why does it do nothing? Well, you find the answer in Jacques Poe's book, President Keepers.
Yep.
They were thoroughly gutted by ANC people for the purposes of protecting ANC people. And that's where we stand, Kino. That's where it is. And it's facile for Paniaza to say, oh, well, there's no charges. Well, you know, would he like to do something about the damage that was done by him and his own party?
Paniaza?
The NPA.
You know, sometimes I find the Democratic Alliance lost, to be quite frank. If you check what has happened in Tshwane with the Atlet Africa account, where billions, not even 30 million, billions of rands were misappropriated, tell me who's the person they've called to account. Tell me who's the person that they fired. Tell me who's the person that they've taken to any disciplinary hearing of their party. Tell me any individual, as we stand here, that will take a fall on the issue of Atlet Africa. Instead, the mayor was promoted to be a premier candidate. When the African National Congress has a candidate that no Auditor General has found anything wrong with him, people are raising excuses. The Auditor General has declared the Atlet Africa account of the DA in Tshwane to be an account that is fiddled with wrong things. But the DA has never said it. The mayor was promoted to be a premier candidate. And that's the DA that wants us to take it seriously on this matter. Go to the same municipality. There is cater deployment issues that they said the ANC is deploying caters in their municipality. They took over that municipality. What did they do? They put bodybuilders there to be head of offices and qualified people to be there. Is that DA that can come and say and claim that they want their image to be treated as clean?
Mike Moriarty?
There's a mayor that is making love in offices instead of assisting people. That mayor is still a mayor who has made love in an office that need to serve people. They are making love in that. Is the DA that can be taken serious? No.
Yeah. I think Paniaza makes a point here, Mike. Mm. You know, so your fingers pointed all over the place. Your response to that? I mean, where is the perceived accountability when there's this audio making love and speaking ill of colleagues, for example, and the GLAAD Africa situation? So, I mean, those in the public eye, those are also key questions that need to be answered.
Yeah, and that the matter was immediately reported to our Federal Legal Commission, who've already started the investigation and advanced with the...
Hold on, Paniaza, hold on. This is not the regional parliament. Let Mike finish. I'll give you a chance to respond. Mike?
And the man is on special leave. There's also an ethics committee investigation against him. Action has been taken, but, Kino, I think you'll agree, due process. Everybody has the opportunity to have a fair trial, so to speak.
Yeah, but I mean, that is what Paniaza is saying about the mayor of Johannesburg.
Well, except his charges in respect of the Shadrach Sabir report aren't being taken forward by the NPA. So
okay.
It's not the same thing.
Okay.
And in terms of the GLAAD Africa situation, it wasn't Solly and Simanga's decision. It was a decision by a man called Muketi Masola. He's gone.
Paniaza Lesufi, your chance to respond to that. I just want to keep it orderly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, KK. KK, he says the issue of the mayor is within their federal committee that is dealing. And he says the issue of our mayor in Johannesburg is within the integrity committee of the ANC, but he's shouting from the rooftop. But when it is his own organization dealing with the matter, we must understand it's not fair. You must be consistent. And the issue of Masola was given a handshake by the same people. So if you have done wrong, why give a person millions of rand to walk away? If it's wrong, why can't you prosecute him? Why can't you take to the NPA? Okay. Why can't you deal with that matter?
Okay. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to give you each a couple of seconds to wrap, Mike Moriarty. Just closing words from you, and then Panyaza Lesufi, and then we need to move on to SAA and their woes. Mike?
Yeah, look, a sad day yesterday because, you know, there were people in Johannesburg who supported DA-led multi-party coalition government, even through very tough times. We made great progress in building a city for all residents that they could be proud of. And unfortunately, from now on, that project is going to be undone.
Thank you. Mike Moriarty there, DA Gauteng chairperson. Panyaza Lesufi, a couple of seconds from you, sir.
Thank you so much, KK. We are truly humbled by the support that the people of Johannesburg have given to us ever since we're contesting by-elections. We've been winning by-elections in Johannesburg, and the small parties gave us support, including members of the DA who voted for us. We say we have seen the light. You understand the track record of our mayor. That is why you voted for him, because we worked with him, and we truly appreciate and will humble ourselves in servicing our people in that municipality.
Panyaza Lesufi there, Gauteng deputy chairperson. You make up your mind. You can call in about it, listening to both sides.